Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Welcome to Clinically Speaking, where we discuss faith-based, psychological, and life coaching topics with the aim to help us grow, develop, and maintain skills so that we may be elevated to the very best version of ourselves. I am your host, Sierra Renee, your friend of peace, and it is my job to love and encourage you like only a friend could, but I also want to educate, challenge, and empower you like your therapist should. And I am so honored to be able to speak with you guys tonight. On tonight's show topic, we are going to be talking about triggers, what they are, what they are not, and how we can help overcome some of those triggers that exist in today's society. But before we go any further, I would be remiss if I did not stop to acknowledge our Lord and Savior. So I'm going to just invite you all to pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for another day, another opportunity that we are able to worship you and glorify your name. Lord, we just reverence you for being the Most High God, a gracious God, a wonderful God who has always been protecting and serving and caring for us. Lord, I just ask right now, if there be anything in thought, word, or deed that requires your forgiveness, that you would be so gracious as to do so, Lord. We want to place everything right in front of you, God, so that we may draw closer and closer to you. God, we offer ourselves as a living sacrifice, so we ask that you just prune those things away from us that's keeping us from you, Lord God, even those things that we may not be aware of, God. We ask that you just will be a mirror before us so we can reflect those things and see. Because our ultimate, deepest desire is to draw closer to you. And we know in order to do that, we must eliminate sin from our lives and remove sin from our lives as best as possible. It's a daily challenge, Lord, but with you, we can do these things. God, I just pray right now that anyone that's listening is impacted by this message. I pray that they don't hear a word from me, but they get an impact by you, Lord God. I pray that some information that is gained is helpful to their walk, to their journey, and that someone knows that you love them, God, deeply, and that ultimately your name be glorified. I thank you in advance for all that you will do and everything that you have done. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So we are talking about triggers. And it's interesting because I decided to talk about triggers based on a movie that was out that got a lot of controversy behind it for having, you guys can't see my ear quotes, but triggers involved in it. Because it was a movie, The Joker. I forget the name of the guy who played The Joker, but I did go see it. And it was a very good movie. It was very well written. It was authentic to what it was trying to portray. It was also very respectful of the different disorders and disabilities and just the state of the mental health that it was trying to portray. So I definitely respect all of those people who put it together. I can certainly tell they did their research in trying to make sure that they were accurate in how they were portraying certain things in the movie. But a lot of people were saying that there were some people who walked out of the movie theater and because it was very hard to watch, which I actually don't disagree with. it was a very kind of like it was difficult to watch. It was pretty scary, to be quite honest with you. It was very, I don't want to give out any spoilers for anybody who may not have seen the movie, but it was very, very accurate. It was, it brought a good awareness to mental health and just like how we should be as humans. I thought there was an element involved in the movie that kind of showed us ourselves as a society and how harsh we can be and the impact that that could have on somebody. So it did a really good job of bringing in awareness there. So a lot of people were saying that they walked out of the movie theaters because it was very hard and they were triggered. And then I also, you know, just being on social media, I hear a lot of people say things about being triggered. And it's almost like one of those trendy buzzwords. And I'm so appreciative. You guys know that I'm big on awareness because I believe that awareness helps decrease the stigma. And I think once we decrease the stigma, that is actually going to help us to be so much, make so many strides towards getting people the help that they very desperately need, because that stigma is decreased. And also having support from other people because we can now understand it. So I think that triggers is like one of those trendy words. I have a 15-year-old daughter, and I'm around a lot of young people in general, and I hear them say that a lot, like, I'm triggered. It's always like a buzz word. Well, I do have a slight concern about the word being used inappropriately. And I say inappropriately because I think that we are slightly diminishing the term. The term in the field of psychology, trigger, is typically associated with individuals who have post-traumatic stress disorder. And that by no means is anything that is small. It's a major, major concern for many people that causes a very significant harm in their lives. So when we say that we're triggered, it often lends to that in the mental health field. So when we think of it, it's a trigger is something that sets off a memory or a flashback that kind of transports us back to an event that where we've experienced some kind of trauma. It is very personal, and different people have different triggers, and the people who are survivors of traumatic situations, they will avoid certain stimuli that will make them go back to that place because it is a very, very difficult place to be there. Now, I do believe that trauma happens on a scale, just like triggers can happen on a scale, but I wanted to encourage us to be very mindful of when we use the word trigger, because we don't want to water down the impact that it's having on someone else. So what you shouldn't be doing is using the word triggered when you're mad or offended by something. And that's a very inappropriate use of the term. I'll give you an example. I seen it on a Facebook post, and it was leaning to like eating cupcakes or something. And somebody had tagged somebody in there, and their response was, "I'm triggered." Well, you're not really triggered by that. You are offended by that. Or that might be an experience that you recall, or something that you might even be dealing with in your personal life, but it's not a triggering feeling for you. Triggers are, it makes us really think about that trauma, and it's a really high-level traumatic experience. And that can be anything that triggers people. Sight, sound, smell, touch, taste can cause us to be triggered. And for that individual who is experiencing this as a form of post-traumatic stress, that's a very difficult place to be, to come from. I don't know if you guys may have seen the movie, but there's another movie called American Sniper? It might be called All American. There was a guy I think it might have been even loosely based off a real life situation. It was a guy who had been a sniper, and he was a very good one at that. I think he had some really high number of verified kills as a sniper in the Army. And, you know, he was challenged with post-traumatic stress, because that can have a very significant impact on someone to have had that experience in the military. So when he was coming home from his tours and all of those things came down on him, it was a very overwhelming experience where he was not trusting of many people. Certain sounds would cause him to be super paranoid or just to isolate himself, because that stimuli, that experience was so significant that stimuli would have him to reenact or re-experience that highly traumatic experience all over again. So when we are faced with danger, or, you know, our body gets ready to fight, flee, or just freeze up, you might feel like your heart beating faster, or you just on a sense of high alert. And then your brain kind of notices this that's a normal function for how your brain deals with a threat. And when you have that experience and you're not inside of that situation, it could be very impairing to your life. Very impairing to your life. People sit in counseling sessions and do significant work. It takes significant work to deal with post-traumatic stress and triggers, because it really causes us to shut down in life. So even in that movie, the guy, he ends up being overcoming that and wanting to give back to people who are coming out of the war to try to help them to not experience those triggers in life. And it was very, this is an old movie, so if y'all haven't seen it, I'm sorry for the spoiler, but you should still see it anyway. It ends up that someone that he was assisting actually took his life out of feeling triggered through that experience. They suffered from PTSD as well, and the exercise that he was doing with him triggered him, and his response was that he actually ended up taking his life. So here this man is, someone who had fought for us in the country, had had significant traumatic experiences as a result of some of the things that he felt like he was asked to do or experienced to do in the Army, comes home, deals with that on a personal level, that impacted his life, it impacted his marriage, and then to overcome that, you survive fighting for your life, come home, fight for your life again, overcome that, and to have your life taken from you as you're trying to give back is very, 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 it was very heartbreaking. I couldn't even believe that's what was happening. But I'm saying this because, again, I don't want to diminish the idea of what triggers are. And as we are becoming more aware, sometimes, you know, we play around with terms and we think we know what they are, but we could really be doing a disservice to people to people around us that are really challenged with these things, because we don't have a level of awareness or understanding with what we are doing. So there are different types of triggers. People, you know, you can see people that are related to them. You can have those thoughts, sense, just anything. Anniversaries can help us to be a triggering experience for us. You know, I actually, and this is, we're talking about different levels. So I mentioned not using the term triggered when you are just mad or offended. But then there's also I don't want to say smaller, that's a bad word also. There's different levels of traumatic experiences. So if you think about in terms of this, so there's physical abuse, which that has a certain level, and then there's an emotional abuse that has a certain level. Both can be very traumatic experiences, but they both have different levels to them, right? So if I think about myself personally, I've been through what I felt like is a very emotionally traumatic experiences in my life, which causes me to feel triggered at different things. And as I was doing my research here, like anniversaries was something that caused me to be triggered, because it makes you to recall some of those things that you may have experienced. And ultimately, not just recall them in your mind, you may recall them in your body as well. So that tightness that you have felt during a particular moment where you felt like that fight, flight, or freeze, that overcomes you again. And then, you know, I was realizing that this was something that was happening to me. And I'm like, well, how do you realize this? I think I have a slight advantage by having some education here on my side and some training. But how does someone who doesn't have said information do? Because it could be very subtle. It could be very subtle. But it usually comes, but they're usually caused within your body. And that's why we practice something called mindfulness a lot. We pay attention to how our breathing is. We pay attention to how we're feeling. And we can kind of notice, like, this is outside of my norm, that tightness that you feel in your chest. You can kind of identify that as a being triggered in your body, that feeling of danger that will come around over you. And you have to recognize, like, I'm not even in that situation. So now that I know, I'm being triggered by that. So we're dealing with these triggers and in our lives, and it can be very hard to overcome. And sometimes, I'll be honest with you, just a lot of the exercises that we tell people to do, which could be mindfulness, where you're paying attention to the things that are going around in you. And I'll give you guys a quick exercise in mindfulness. It's called grounding. When we're grounding, it's basically just drawing our attention to what is happening right now, getting us outside, taking us from being outside of our thoughts and outside of what the actual reality is and bringing us to reality. So a grounding exercise that I particularly love is identifying objects that are around you. And I know it might sound a little bit silly, but it really challenges your brain to focus on what's going on right now, because that's what happens when we are outside of what is actually going on. Our brain is somewhere else. We have anxiety that's causing us to think all of those what ifs. And that what if is something that we can't even do anything about. So the best way to ground ourselves and to keep ourselves in that moment is to pull our brain into what we wanted to do. We absolutely have control over our mind. So if you were doing the grounding exercise where you were to identify items around you, it would be just as simple as to look in your surroundings and start to actually name them. I am I learn auditorily, which is why I love my Audible books. So I actually verbalize those things. Sometimes it could be helpful if you were to do them in your mind, but I verbalize them. So I'm sitting in my bedroom right now, so I would look to my television. There's a dresser. There's a mirror. I see a flower pot. I see my shoes on the floor. I see a comforter. I see a book stand. And as I'm going through and just identifying these things, it also works if you were to count those items. You can start in one area and just 1, 2, 3, 4 sequentially. Or if you're really good, you can go backwards too. That's a great thing too, because it really challenges your mind. But the idea is to get control over your mind and let your mind do what you want it to do, rather than wander into that area that causes our body to feel a certain way. Because that, in fact, once you identify that this is a trigger and that you are not in fight, flight, or freeze mode, truly, once you identify that, now you can command that you are in control of what is going on and what's going to happen, because we absolutely can do those things. Does it take a little bit of work? Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that one of the things that we can do in processing that is, one, we do have to kind of go over those things. Sometimes we're triggered because we don't give the right processing time to certain traumatic experiences in our lives. Moment to personalize again here. Recently, I recognized that I didn't take enough time to deal with the trauma that happened in my life. Because to be honest, I was so happy that it was something that was done. That felt good to me. But eventually, you kind of come down off of that. And then you realize, like, wow, yes, this happened to me. So one of the best things that we can do is really pay attention to how we felt. may acknowledge the things that we went through. We might have to do some forgiving. We might have to do some purging. That's something that's important, too. You might have to do some purging. You might have to do some cleansing. You might have to do some make some changes in your life to kind of eliminate those things from your life so that you can minimize and reduce the triggers. A lot of times, I see signs sometimes that during the 4th of July when we do fireworks, telling us to be mindful of doing the fireworks because there's a veteran in the area, because that can kind of cause them to be triggered. The popping of the fireworks will have them to revisit maybe their experience in the war. So just being mindful of what those triggers are and maybe taking yourself outside of those circumstances can be very helpful. Sometimes people who experience significant triggers will kind of go into a panic attack because it's just so much. It's so overwhelming, and we have to deal with that on that level. So I'm so encouraging anybody out here who may experience this level of triggering to counseling. Go and talk to someone that can get you some grounding techniques, and we might talk about that coming up here in the future. But some grounding techniques. Another grounding technique is breathing exercises. You just do that inhale for 5, hold for 3, and a long exhale. Just kind of bringing that oxygen into your lungs, into your brain. It helps you to regain control because we, again, can totally be in control. And just having someone to work through with you on those. And, you know, these might not work for everybody, but there's so many that we can find something that's going to be working for you. We can also kind of tailor make something. Anything that we can do to help us to avoid those triggers are good. Or if they come up, help us to cope with them in the best possible healthy way. So what does the Bible have to say about all of those things? I was looking through scriptures, and let me do this first. I want to give you guys something to help you to shift your emotional state. You can practice this at any time just so you can kind of get an awareness of it and just shift from being emotional and being in control. So we want to first relax. Breathe and release the tension out of your body. And I know that can be difficult, but just taking them deep, deep, deep breaths from the diaphragm. Diaphragmic breathing is very helpful because we don't use our lungs at the highest capacity as possible. We just take a shallow breath, but that's just what we're used to. And the oxygen to our body is something that's so beneficial to us. So just taking some time to breathe deep in from your diaphragm and getting that oxygen pumping through your body helps you to relax. Then I want you to detach, to try to clear your mind of the thoughts. And that's that one grounding exercise we talk about as far as naming the things that are right here. Because now our brain is focusing on something else. And then drop your awareness to the center of your body. So just paying attention to what's going on right now within me. How is my breathing? Is it shallow? Is it deep? Am I cold? Am I hot? We're bringing that into us. And I want you to focus on something, a key word that represents how you want to feel. How do you want to feel? And that's taking me to our scripture. Our scripture is coming from the Psalms, which is my faith. So it's Psalms 61:2. It says, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to a rock that is higher than I. I just love the Psalms because it's so many like affirmations in there and so many ways to help guide us and to help us to focus and really be centered on God. So I've chose this one because sometimes when we're triggered, it is overwhelming. And it's an overwhelming emotional state, and I also connect that to the heart. So it's an overwhelming, and we can just cry out to the Lord and say, when my heart is overwhelmed, just lead me to the rock that is higher than I. We know that the Lord is our rock and our refuge.
I actually may not be able to go through these grounding exercises or this deep breathing thing, but I can call upon my God, who is more than capable to do this. And I know that if I tell myself, if I'm focusing on someone that is, if I'm focusing on the Lord that is greater than I, He would be so good to me as to help me in this matter. I don't even know the answer. Sometimes when I don't even have scriptures to go to, I'm just like, Lord, help me. And I gotta give it over to Him, guys, because it can be very difficult to try to face some of those things alone. So when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. And I truly will and I answer. When all else fails, I'm calling on my Lord. I might not know how to count backwards. I might not know how to do the diaphragmic breathing. I might not know how to ground myself appropriately or deal with anxiety or deal with triggers or deal with depression or deal with anything, but I know somebody who does. The rock that is higher than I, the solid rock that is higher than I, the unmovable, unbreakable, unshakable rock that is higher than I. And because He loves me so, I have that ability to call upon Him. So I hope that something that was said today was very helpful. Just to recap, triggers are something that occurs to us that causes us to relive or experience a traumatic experience that we have went through. It's a flashback or a recall of a trauma. We need to be mindful that in using the word trigger that we don't want to diminish someone's experience who might be really challenged with having these triggers. It can cause significant impairments in our lives. It can cause significant impairments in our lives. And ultimately, there is assistance out there for people who may be experiencing triggers as a result of a traumatic experience. There are levels, and we can deal with them on different levels, but there is many techniques and there's much hope out there for individuals who may be experiencing this. So I also want you guys to see The Joker and American Sniper, I think is the name of it. I hope something that I said was helpful to somebody that's out there. You know, you can find me on social media at Elevated Counseling and Coaching. You can also reach out to me directly at 734-956-0616. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, I'd love to hear your feedback. You can find me online. You can even send me an email at elevatedcounselingandcoaching@gmail.com. That's everything spelled out. So elevatedcounselingandcoaching@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you guys. We can have an open conversation online as well. If you guys are in need of a therapist, Psychology Today is a great resource. Get to somebody to talk to. You know, I always say that you don't have to be in a terrible situation in order to speak to a counselor. I believe that everybody should see some kind of therapist, counselor, advisor, coach, whatever you want to call it during this time, because we have so many names that are synonymous. But everybody should see it. It's not just about getting us out of danger. We can always be proactive. We don't go to the dentist. Well, some of us do, and I'm gonna be honest. We don't just go to the dentist when our teeth are in trouble. Sometimes we go when we need a cleaning, just a regular checkup. So why don't we take care of our mind the way we do our body? So I hope that you guys were blessed by this message. I love you guys lots. I'm going to pray us out, and I want you to have a great evening. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for another opportunity that we have to just worship and glorify your name. Lord, I pray that you just place a hedge of protection around your people. Allow them to know that you are the rock that is higher than they, and they have that ability to call upon you no matter what. And because you are our Father God who loves us so much, that you are so gracious to care for us and love us in your grace and mercy. Lord, we trust you. We thank you. And it's through Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I love you guys lots. Have a great night. I'll talk to you soon.
Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, come. impossible.